upgrading Governor Snyder on the state of the environment. This is the Environment Report. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Rebecca Williams. As a candidate, Rick Snyder was the first Republican running for governor to be endorsed by the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. The governor, of course, has now been in office for just about a year. And here to take a look back at his time in office is the executive director of the League of Conservation Voters, Lisa Wozniak. Lisa, for the past year, the League has been doing a really, really thorough job keeping track of the governor's stances on various environmental issues. In fact, you've kept a scorecard of sorts. It's a tool called How Green Is Your Governor? So I guess it makes sense to start with the question, just how green has Governor Snyder been over the past year?
That's a great question. And let me just say that this is the first time we've actually launched a tool like this on our website, because the governor was the first person on the Republican side of the aisle that we had endorsed, and we felt that the public needed to know, how is he doing? So this tool actually gives the governor, on each and every decision coming out of either his office or the Department of Environmental Quality and DNR, either a red, green, or yellow mark. Green meaning good, red meaning very bad, and yellow meaning neutral. So over the course of this last year, 17 green marks, 9 neutral marks, and 13 red marks. Some of those red marks are pretty dark red, and some of those green marks are rather pale shade of green. But on balance, I mean, he's following through on some of the promises that he's made, and it's important to note that.
So let's take a look at some of the highlights. What are one or two things that you're particularly happy with?
There's a great example that just happened a few weeks ago, actually. Governor Snyder issued his very first veto. Bill came before his desk that we refer to as no stricter than federal. And basically, this bill would have tied the hands of the governor and his executive offices to issue any order that would be any stronger than federal law. And why that's so important is that we happen to think that the state that we live in and the Great Lakes that surround us are an awful special treasure. And if we're held to the federal law as it pertains to the Great Lakes, frankly, we won't be issuing the kind of protections that we really need, whether it's invasive species, protecting our waters from toxins. And the governor looked around. He saw what Governor Milliken had done years ago relating to phosphorus in Lake Erie, and he knew that this was something that he couldn't let happen. So he issued his first veto, and we're thrilled.
Okay, so let's flip the coin. What are some things that you've been unhappy with?
Well, I think one of our biggest disappointments has been his administration and the Department of Environmental Quality, frankly, supporting our ongoing reliance on coal. We spend over $1 billion a year importing all of the coal into Michigan. Now, coal is a very dirty energy source. What goes up comes right back down. We have mercury warnings on every single one of our lakes and streams in the state. And we happen to think that our state deserves to move in a better clean energy direction. And so we've been very disappointed by those permit issuances.
Finally, Lisa, you know, you've been keeping this scorecard of sorts for the governor, this accountability tool. If you had to give the governor a grade, what would it be?
You know, a low B at this point, high C plus. But I mean, comparing this governor to the other candidates in the field, I have to say that Governor Snyder is following his commitment to protect the Great Lakes through his veto. Our hopes are that he will continue to do things like ensure that the Departments of Environmental Quality and the Natural Resources are not cut any further, and that those kind of small but very important steps are the very means that we have to protect our pure Michigan.
Lisa Wozniak is the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. Lisa, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
You can find out more about the League's scorecard on Governor Snyder's first year in office online at environmentreport.org. That's the Environment Report. In for Rebecca Williams, I'm Zoe Clark.